Hi, good morning. I must say, I think we maybe we had occasion to mention in Elul, the famous Masha in Masechus Megillah, when the Baisa has the din that Moshe Tikem Lehem Yisrael, that Shirushalim V'Darshan Be'inyan Al Shayom, Lechus Pesach B'Pesach, Lechus Chag B'Chag. So it doesn't mention Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim have their special halachas also, the Sechus Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, the halachas of the Chamisha Inuyim on Yom Kippurim, Avodas Yom Kippurim. So why is it that the Baisa only talks about Hilchos Pesach b'Pesach, Hilchos Chag b'Chag? So the Masha answers very famously. He says, because Chazal were afraid of being misunderstood. That they were afraid that if they said that there's an inyan to learn the halachas which pertain to Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, we might mistakenly include within that Hilchos Tshuva. And we might mistakenly think the same way the halachas of Chametz and Matzah pertain, but are also basically limited to Pesach, and halachas of Sukkah and Dalet Minim pertain to, but are limited to Sukkahs. So too, we might have erroneously thought that Hilchos Tshuva pertain to and are limited to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, a person has to be preoccupied with Tshuva, and the rest of the year, it's not omed ala perek. And the Masha says, but that's obviously not the case. Chiyuv Tshuva is something that is a perennial obligation. It's perennial focus. So in that vein, let's continue here in the Shaar Hasheni, in Shaarei Tshuva. I think we're in the middle of Os Tes. The Rabbeinu Yonah is elaborating upon the different decades of a person's life, the different stages of a person's life, as delineated by the Mishnah of Os. I think we were up to the lines of Bahagio Yimei HaSeva, when a person reaches age 70, Yosef Legarish Milibo Inyan HaOlam, Ulefi Mirat Hashanim HaBoos Yimaed Ba'esek HaOlam, V'yisyachi Tomid Lehizbonein B'yiras Hashem, V'lachsho V'nafsho, V'lesakin Midosa, V'levakesh Torah Mitzvos. The moshel l'chor is as follows. Now, let's say you have two undergraduates. One of them is in his first week of college, and the other one is somewhere in the spring semester of his senior year. So they're both undergraduates. But certainly their focus is going to be very different. The one who's in the first week of his college career, so he's thinking, he's planning his college career, and he's understandably and appropriately preoccupied with how to spend those years. What classes am I going to take, and what extracurriculars am I going to be involved with, and what am I going to get involved with in terms of campus life, v'chulu. But if the person who's a week away from graduation, or graduation is somach v'nira, would be similarly preoccupied, so we would think that was very foolish and very, very short-sighted. We would expect him to be thinking about the next stage in life, about the post, even though right now he's still in college, just like the other one, but we would expect him to be focused on the next stage of life. What is v'lachsho v'nafsho, the phrase of Ben Yonah's phrase, v'lachsho v'nafsho? So presumably he's paraphrasing the phrase that we find in Chumash of v'chishavim konehu. V'chishavim konehu means to calculate what the buyback price should be. It means to make a reckoning with, to make an accounting with. The balance between a person's focus on guf and nefesh, a person is always supposed to maintain the balance, but what the correct balance is changes depending upon a person's age and stage of life. Ulsakin midosov. There are external acquisitions, and then there are internal acquisitions. The money that a person has in various bank accounts, his social standing, those are all external acquisitions. Which is why, as David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Al tira ki yashir ish ki yirbe kvod besa, ki lo v'mosa yikar hakol yirad achrev kvodo. Those are external acquisitions. Moshe l'mah David Domer, I think at one point, maybe the law is still this way, I don't know, but at one point in South Africa, if you wanted to leave the country, they wouldn't let you take your money out. You couldn't b'derech hamelech take your money out. When you relocate, you had to leave your money behind. So what are internal, intrinsic acquisitions that wherever the person goes, in whatever tzura the person exists, he takes with him? So that there are two acquisitions. One is the tikkun amidos, and the other is chokhmah. Those are internal, intrinsic acquisitions. When young people your age learn this section of Shari Tshuva, so what's the mindset? Something to be aware of, to sort of file away for 50 years from now? So to a degree, the answer is yes. It's not intended to be implemented in the fullest sense in the way Rabbeinu Yonah is sketching until that stage. So on one level, the answer is yes. It's to be filed away. But on another level, it's immediately relevant, immediately applicable, and immediately actionable. The distinction between an internal intrinsic acquisition and an external acquisition is one that should inform and guide and shape a person's life at every age. The application can't be entirely the same, shouldn't be entirely the same. But that distinction of what a person, again, what's an intrinsic, internal accomplishment, acquisition that endures, and what's external, extrinsic, is a criterion, is a distinction that should inform decisions in life. It should help set goals and aspirations in life. And in that sense, Hagam, that literally Rabbeinu Yonah is giving guidance to people at a very different stage of life, he's giving guidance to people at all stages of life. Okay, maybe we'll stop here for now. B'li Neder and Hashem, we'll resume at 12:30 with the sugya of Hamotze Chometz Bebeiso. Have a good, productive morning, Rabbi Osai. Be well, be safe.